Okay, good morning. Welcome to Kol Boker, Young Israel Lawrence Cedarhurst. It's a good Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayikra. And we are in between Tainus Esther and Purim, which will be Sunday, and Shabbos is Parshas Zohar. So we're going to touch on the Megillah Esther from broad stroke. We're going to touch on Purim as a Yontif. We're going to touch on Shtikl Pasha Zachar, Mechias HaMalach. It's going to be intertwined. And it's going to be all around one thread that we're going to lead up to, and that is Purim as Yom HaKippurim. You all heard it, so that the title is Purim as Yom HaKippurim, Deciphering the Hamanim. It's more than just that the words sound similar. So the first half is going to be something we did 2 years ago around when we were starting off. I don't expect that everyone will remember every source, but I know what I share, and I have it in my folder organized. So we'll go over that, and you'll see how that interfaces. Our Venn diagrams will interface, and then suddenly the Yom Kippur part will expand. So it's almost a consolidation of two themes that bear on this. Okay, so that's the broad context. So let's start with a pasuk in Megillas Esther, two pesukim actually, towards the end of the Megillah. Source number one, Esther Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Zayin and Chav Ches. The Megillah says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, we observed, we adhered to, and we also accepted, and we had a whole shiur on that we were mekabel the Torah beratzen, right? That by matan Torah, there was coercion, kafalim ha-kagigis. These two words, Kimu v'kiblu. Now notice that the way this picked it up from the data set is the Megillah really says Kabel. It says without a vav. There's a Ksiv and Kri. And we mentioned that Kabel is Lashon Yochid, whatever by Matan Torah. Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar. Vayichan is Lashon Yochid. And that's also Merumas in the Kabel. So Kimu v'kibla Yehudim Malem Valzarm V'alkol Anilva Malem. Everyone that cleaved to them or clung to them, Rashi will say that refers to Geirim. And what were they with Kabel here? Pashup Shad. Basically, we accepted Purim as a Yontif, and it's a two-day Yontif because it includes the Shushan Purim. Because the Klal Yisrael, who was in Shushan, observed the 15th. That was considered a Ir Shemukefes, Choyma, and that became the prototype that for Yisrael, every city that's surrounded with a Choyma, with a wall, Mimois Yeshua Benun, right? They observe the 15th. And is it Purim Mishulish this? No, it's not quite Purim Mishulish. No. Right? So in Eretz Yisrael, you can have a Purim Mishulish where, right, if Purim falls on, it was about 10 years ago. I haven't been there.
Friday, Shabbos, Sunday.
Right. That's the way it was. So in Yerushalayim, it was Sunday. Right? It was Yudalot, and some things you do Friday. Anyway, so that could happen. So basically,
is what do you mean we accepted it? Like, when we never had to accept Rosh Hashanah, we never had to accept anything.
Oh, so this is the Rabban. That's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. And it'll partially be discussed. It'll possibly be implied. And you'll see it in the Medrash shortly. And actually, you'll also see it in Yerushalmi. But this was a pure Rabbanan, okay? As is Hanukkah the Rabbanan. So it's not. No, but it says something else. It says the Gemara Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. I believe it says Leshana Cheres Kavav Asum Yantu. The next day they did as a Yantu. So, you know, there's got to be some acceptance when you add a Rebbanan. You'll see later. There's a statement that this is really like an add-on to the Raisa. This is going to be an amazing statement. Actually, it's a foundational question that he's asking because it's partially, you're mechavin to something you don't even realize what you're mechavin to. It's partially going to be like a bria chatichain to a certain extent, the common thread. Okay, keep that in mind. The next pasuk, vayom ha'el nitzkar v'nasim, these days will be remembered and observed, b'chol dar v'dar, again, as the yantim, every generation, b'chol mishpachim, medina medina, ir, v'imei ha'purim ha'ela, these days of Purim, loy ya'avru, will not pass, will not be forgotten, you see. And mitoch ha'yehudim v'zichram, and the memory lo yosuf will not stop, will not cease. Okay, so there's something I underline all the key words. So quickly in Rashi, source number two, nilva means geirim, and it says hasidim lizgayer. But that's interesting because it's also futuristic. Because the Megillah does say that Knafa Pachad Yehudim, a lot of people were misguided right away. That's what I first thought. So Rashi's adding a point here. Okay. Kichsavam Shetehea Megillah Ksuva Ksav Ashurus, that it should be written Ksav Ashurus. But again, it gave it a canonization as a Kisvei Kodesh. It's one of Chamish Megillahs. And Esther Davin, she should do that, and Megillah was stated Baruch HaKodesh and so forth. Okay, now, Niskarim, Rashi says, Pashup Pshat, I bold Niskarim, Kriyas Megillah. How are we going to remember it? The fact that we laid the Megillah. So that, right, that's a built-in Chiyuv that allows us to remember it because we're repeating the whole story and Pesuva Nisa and Pesuva Nisa is greater with a klal and so on. Nasa, what do you mean Nasim is going to be done? What do you do? You're going to do lunch someday? Is it the territory? Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Rashi, Mishdev Sinchu Yandu, Lassus Manas, Matanus, Mishpacha, Mishpacha. So a few aspects, what do you mean doing? How is it manifested behaviorally? Right, the Megillah is listening or reciting if you're a Balkar, right? So what do you mean Nasim, they're done? They're done through a party. You invite people, or you do shlach manis islareyu and matan slavyan. So Rashi's pretty elaborate here. Mishpacha, mishpacha. There's something about mishpacha, family. Isn't that interesting? It's explicit. Misasrim yachad va'oichlim v'shoysim yachad. We gather, we eat, we drink. So the suud is taka done. You make a point of being an extended family friend. Kach kibul aleim sheimei apurim lo yavor. That they'll never be forgotten, and they'll always be observed. Okay, so I think you see that in these words. There'll be some novel statements in a minute. V'zichra, meaning their memory, again, Kriyas HaMegillah. Lo Yosef, what's the word Lo Yosef? Targum Shlo Yitoim. What does Yitoim mean?
Should terminate, should stop.
Shouldn't stop, it should never terminate, exactly. It should be perpetual, correct. So Raj, that's what Lo Yosef means, so it should endless. Now look what the Gemara...
Why does Pesach have to call out again?
It's sort of there. Excellent. Okay, so you're mechavin to source three. So now the Gemara in Yerushalmi is going to basically add another drasha in these words. That so the Yerushalmi Maseches Megillah Perikal V'Alacha Hey source three. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Hanevim V'Aksuvim Asidin L'Batel. You hear this? We discussed this once about the eternity of Megillah Esther. All the Nevi'im, Yeshua Shaiftim, Yirmiyahu. Brian, you'll teach other stuff. There'll be what to learn. We'll learn Megillas Esther. Yes, Hashem. So the Nevi'im, Miksuva, will be bottled. Okay. Aber Chameshus Sifrei Torah, Ein Hasidin Bottle. You'll always have the Chameshus Chamshu Torah. Okay, so that's for eternity. My time and why. What's the source for this statement? There's a pasuk in the Devarim called God of all Yosef that talks about the Torah. Torah was given through a great sound, and it never stopped. Rabbi Shimon ben Shlakish Amar, Af Megillas Esther v'alachas ein asin lebatel hashta ma'isa. So Megillas Esther is in the same league as Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Amazing, transcending Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, Trei Asar, and Shmuel transcends Shmuel Aleph, transcends Shmuel Beis, right? Same Shmuel. All right, so. Megillas Esther and Halachas talks about the Halachas of the Rabbanan, of Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay? So now you see there's another message here. It's that it'll be preserved for eternity, which means even Mashiach Tzad. You'll see what this goes on. So there ain't a seed in the battle. And again, what's the source for that? Nehemakanko, God of Yosef, and Nehemakanko. And Esther, the pasuk that we just started with. So that's the extra pasuk, though. You see, it's an additional accentuation to express the eternal message. It's not just okay, take it out, observe it. You want to be orthodox, we observe it. You know, so otherwise, you know, not everyone shows up to shul Purim, right? All right. So the name of Holland, the zichrom lo yosef mizaram, the same language, and then halachas. That's another source. It says halichas olam loy. We say in davening atik halichas ol halachas. That so the halachas, the Torah Shabbat, the Gedarim that the Chachamim added to the Raises will also be preserved. Okay, so you with me here? So we have one principle. All this is leading up to Yom Kippur. Okay, source number four. These are the Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi on the page. I see them in the bottle. Why? He says as far, Kivan Shein Ela L'Tochos Yisrael. Those admonitions that embody the bulk of the Nevi'im were unique toichacha, were unique rebuking for those periods, and they were canonized, true. They were taka written down. But Allah said, Kulam Yedus Hashem, when Mashiach comes and we're on the eve, we're on the eve of Rabbi Yisai, then everyone's going to already know. There won't be a need for that type of Musar, at least. Miktan Rag Doylem, everyone's going to already be doing the right thing. And Yedus Hashem, Mashem Refuge, Behem Kamadinim, Kwahim Ramazim Matoyah. I do learn some halachas from the Vim, right? So what are we saying? If we're saying that what the Tayyag was still be. So he makes a statement here that, because there really is another principle here, Divrei Torah Medivrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinan. You heard that phrase? That you really, a Navi can't be mechadesh something new. It may be, for example, one example that comes to mind, it's in Yeshaya, the Karas Ola Shabbos Oynig. Right? So that's the source of how you're supposed to, but it's really already in the Torah, Zachor, Zachrei, Yalayayin, and so forth. So it's just really an explication. It's not an introduction of a new tzivu. What? What's the word?
Smachta.
Oh, like a smachta. Very good, right. But it's not a new halacha. Okay?
Except for
because that's futuristic. And the dimension of the Beis HaMikdash.
No.
I learned.
Deal with Avelis.
Ah, okay.
That's why he almost didn't make it into the canon.
Was that was the reason of that? Okay, but although most of the halachas of Avelis are basically the Rabbanan, so I don't know what's new and as a pure source and what's a legitimate Divrei Kabbalah. In any case, so there are a few other things like that that explicate. By the way, the core of Avelis is the Raisa and the Tumah and Pashas Emor Lo Yitama. The Kohanim, so forth. But it's more elaborate. The what?
Another
Aviyu. Another?
Another
Aviyu. Right. They had to be taken out. Haru with the coin.
He told you what not to do, even though you would normally have done
it. Yeah, no, there was a lot of that. I only joined the middle of Yecheskel with the Brian Shear. In any case, there was, right, with Aharon, he was, the day another Aviyu died, Aharon makes the decision not to eat from the carbon. Moshe says, why'd you burn it? So that's a little ninus. Anyway, without going into the details. But there are some halachas. So anyway, Azoy Zag the Carbon Eda. V'lo Yosem, and the Pasuk, the same thing. Uvaseres Adibris, Kol HaTorah Kulos. At some level, all Tayag mitzvahs are subsumed in the Seres Adibris. In fact, we have a whole difference between Luchos Rishayin and Shnias. Ulediyok Asar. So what pshat Kol Gadol V'lo Yosem? He explains what the limit is. These five, these are Seres Adibris, this Torah Shebichsav, Lo Yosef will never terminate, will never cease. L'diyuk Aser, the Davka Divrei Torah mitem, Ava Divrei Nevi'im mitelem. So in other words, it's a miyut. Verstehst? So, okay, that's a limud. So far, what did we have? We had the Pesukim and the Megillah, with Rashi Pshat, we have a Yerushalmi, and with the Pshat of the Korban Eda, and Af Megillas Esther, Kiyom Kuyoso, it'll be forever. Halichas or halachas leibatlo except halichas or the mla artika halichas or halachas. We said that source number five is one line. That's the Pnei Moshe. When it says halachas, says the Pnei Moshe Torah Shabbat Peh, and the same idea that you learn from halichas. Okay, turn the page, please. Okay, source six now is going to be another version. We've just verified that Megillas Esther is eternal. What about Purim as a Yontif? It's in the Rabbanan. Right? So, Buzz, we're starting to answer your question, right? So, says the Medrash Mishlei, this is one version, you see, there's slightly other Gersos. This is one version of the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah, it's a Medrash, I don't know if it's Medrash Rabbah or Yalkut Shemoni. It's on Mishlei, and I have the Pesukim for you later in the second half. It's an apostle called Archa Shulchanah that she sets her table. I won't go into it now. But one shot is Al Shulchan Mabah. It lords Klal Yisrael that we prepare ourselves in Olam Hazeh to earn Olam Habah. The Eizah says Hashem Tov Shekanchalav Olam Hazeh. So that's the metaphor. Uba Olam Habah. Now says the Medrash. The Medrash hangs on that pasuk. I'm not elaborating on the pesukim because I have it later on with the Rashi and so on. Kol hamay adam asidul batal has the ma'aser, or the yotayvim will be batal. This implies that even the derives of the yotayvim, which is really a little more novel, but you may have purim ain't a betalim has the ma'aser. Purim as a yontiv. So we already established that the Megillah is eternal, and now Purim as a yontiv is what is also eternal. Beautiful idea, right? and they say he calls the same psukim. He may pur lo yavru mitarcha yehudim. Now Amar Rabbi Lazar, it's another statement here. Af yoyim kippurim ain't a battle oilam. It's mashmir that the other derises will. So you see a very different variation than just than the Yerushalmi, correct? So, and now, so he adds Yom Kippur. So now you can see why I synthesized these two themes here, right? And the second half will be just on Yom Kippur. What is it about Yom Kippur and Purim that they are the two?
Can't say that since we are the ones who will Kabbalah, that he has to emphasize the fact that that it will still be afterwards. So it takes it away from really saying the way, you can look at it the other way also.
Okay, so but the truth, what came first, Yom Kippur? So that's and Purim is a Kabbalah derabbanan. That's correct. So right. You'd say it's not worse than halachas. Okay, so these are all, a lot of these ideas will interface. I thought partially like what you said that Purim we said before was a positive acceptance of the Torah, right? Mm-hmm. Yom Kippur is really when we got the Torah too, Luchos Shniyos, mm-hmm. right? But there it was a continuation of the coercion that was setting up the Egel and the Tshuva, and that was Tshuva Meyira, because after the Egel, we were, let's just say, extremely vulnerable, and Moshe Rabbeinu to daven and so forth. He had to go up three times. And finally comes down Yom Kippur, Salachti Kitvarecha, we have a day of Kapara, with what? The Luchos Shniyos. So that is really essentially the Torah Shebichtav that we ultimately have, although it had the same words as the first Luchos. We discussed this. In Purim, Purim was what? Kabbalah Satayr Mehava. Right? I can't read my own handwriting here.
Where are you?
No, I'm just looking at the, I'm playing on his comparison, of the comparison of Purim, as a preemptive statement on that. Okay. The Rambam paskas like the Yerushalmi, my friend. Source number 7. Kol sifra nevim v'chol aksuvim asidin lebat l'maisem Mashiach. Isn't it amazing that you think it's almost like an agadat, a metaphorical statement? This is in the Yad HaChazak.
As
a Rambam. And it's in the Yad HaChazak. It's in Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah. Now, the Rambam does write of halachas lasad lava. He's the only halachic codifier that also has halachas for the future. Right. So, but basically, the Mechaber does it. It's basically the Aruch Chaim, right? Or Ebenezer, etc. Okay. So, you see, it's almost verbatim like the Yerushalmi. Chutz b'Megillas Esther, Harei hi kayemes, she will stay. Kechamish shuchum shetorah. It's really a very beautiful paraphrase, right? Rambam makes it explicit. He compares Esther to Kechamish shuchum shetorah. Ukalacha shetorah shabal peh. Mamish like the Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi, although they came later. She'enem b'tein l'aylem, they will never what? Cease to exist. Even though when Mashiach comes, we won't, we're going to forget the Mitzrayim Tzaris and the Gullus Bavel and the Purim Tzaris and the, I'm leaving one out, the Edom Tzaris, etc. Nevertheless, Yimei Purim will not be battled, the Yantav will stay too, right? So he says both. Megillas Esther and the Yemei Purim. Notice he consolidates both the Yerushalmi and the Medrash. To prove this point, we'll see in the Targum in a minute. And he calls the same psukim. Yemei Purim. You see what an important phrase this is? The Rambam paskes lalochas. If anyone shows you it's an inexplicable Medrash, I don't know. We're responsible for it halachically to adhere to this view. Frek the Raivar and the Rambam. Source number 8, on the spot. Cause Sifra and Yom Kippur, see the button. Amar Avram, Dvar HaJoytis Huzeh. It's a wild phrase. I had to underline it. So he doesn't mince words when the Rambam argues around. He says, these are like a hedjet, like a non-learned man's explication of a halachic dictum.
It's a radical concept that all of Nevi'im and Ksuvim are going to be butthole. It's pretty radical.
Right, but the Rambam has a source. I gave you the building block first. We're going sequentially, right? We're starting with the Megillah. We start with, okay. So is the Rambam. Kilo yibatol sefer mikolas Rambam. Shein sefer, shein b'lim. But forever, they'll always relearn. So, Brian, you're still on call. All right, so the Ravid, you're still Aval kach amrum. So what pshat, so the Ravid knows the Yerushalmi, the Ravid knows the Medrash too. In fact, it's obvious that the Rambam is a pure, paraphrasing literally in the consolidation and integration. So you know what the Midrash might mean here? We may not have a Haftorah. You can go to a Kiddush club quicker, you know. Legitimately, that's a pretty scathing statement. I should describe that. All right. So the point is what? The Ravid gives another touch. You see how novel this is? That, there won't be an obligation to read in the regular. So this will still going to convene. We'll still have Purim. We'll have streamers. We'll have prizes. We'll have raffles, whatever it is. And by the way, the well-known Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Gemara Shabbos, Kuf Chav Beis Lamed Beis, Eben Oilem Azeli Moshe Mashiach, Ella Shibud Malchis Belvad. So really, we're going to continue existing in a physical plane. It's not talking about Oilem and Neshamas, Tchias HaMesim, Oilem Abba. It's still in the physical plane. So we're almost there. Okay, the Magid Mishnah. Usually he writes, tries to defend the Rambam. So he says, close farm. He says, that's a medrash, v'yesh kan hasaga. Hasaga meaning that the Ravid is challenging it, exactly. V'im kavanasa kapshuta l'moshe Mashiach, ha'emes yir is darkoi. If we're talking about Yemoshe Mashiach, which is still part of this Olam Hazeh, then the Ravid has a point. He's saying the Ravid's got a real point. That's what he's saying. Amramgi, achein nuchal yashav, shekavanasa harav. A Rav means the Rambam, so he's got to now defend the Rambam. On the surface, he says Ravid has a point, but why? He's trying to reconcile them. He says that the Rambam really means what the Ravid says. It's very cryptic. It's not clear. So that's not the dominant view, but you should know that it's on the page. That's really all it is. Doesn't it sound like that? That he's trying to reconcile them. He's trying to read into the Rambam what the Ravid meant, so he didn't have to use such harsh words. But look at the Torah Tumim. What?
Right. On halachos, this answer doesn't work.
Right. Okay. So there's also, we'll see. Towards the end, we're going to get to another statement, which could have been another topic. There's another Gemara that says mitzvahs betelus lasad lava. There's a famous Rav Hanan on that. That's not in the shir per se, but it's just quoted. So that's another angle of getting at this. And then this will be a prototype. Obviously, we're discussing it because it's Purim and it's the Megillah and so forth. Okay, now, the Torah Tmime has a pshat, and then I'll have another pshat, and then we'll go to the second half on Yom Kippur. Torah Tmime, source number 10. The Torah Tmime, if you have the Torah Tmime Chumash, you'll see he has a whole pirush on the Megillah's Esther. It's in the back of either after Shmos or after Vayikra, I don't recall. So Mamish Ana Pasuk, he has the following. He quotes the Yoshami, or certainly quotes the Medrash, and that's what he goes on. And now he quotes the Rambam. Kipfi, the Mashmah Rambam, Sevach's Megillah, so it says, Zichroin, Hatzaras, Mikol, Mayadno, Yiyu, Betelem, etc. You won't have to remember them. You don't have to read on all those Haftarahs that parallel to the earlier Tzaras. Kamashikasu, Kenishku, Chatzaras, and Aval, Zichroin, Inyan, Purim, Loilam, Yishar, Vekayim. We're always going to have to remember the Purim story. So also, he's a little skeptical about that psak, right? But im Kabbalah, he nekabel. Okay, if that's what Chazal gave us and the Rambam endorses it, we'll accept it. Now, umipi abamari shlita shemati lefaris. But now you have to explain it. So who's the father of the Torah Tmime? Anyone know? Daruch HaShulchan, Michiel Mechel Epstein, right? So he quotes him. He quotes his father. Kavona he the bezech chiluk. There's a big difference. What's unique about the Neis Purim? Yitzias Mitzrayim. From Misharim Adam Adi Yom Tovim Yitzias Mitzrayim Matan Toyran Anei Kavod Besukas. The Beoichem Hayunisim Gluim Shein Listapik Behem. Those were public, apparent Neis Galui. So you're all familiar with this idea. What's unique about the Neis Purim is that what? It's Behester. What does Esther mean? Hester. Esther min ha-terminai, v'nochi haster asterponai. Right? So it's all secret. Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah overtly, although it's in a code where it says ha-melech, except where it says ha-melech ha-chashveiros, it means first HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So hini ha-nes pur afa b'shakol ha-yomeis Hashem, afa b'kein kol yonu b'derech ha-teva. It's all couched in teva. And that's why you got to read the Megillah sequentially. You can't come in at the end of the movie, right? It's a Megillah Mefreya. Let's say if I'm late, I'm up to Perek Vav. I say, okay, let me go from Vav on, and then let me catch the first five. No, I missed the point. I missed me Mikayim, the Zichram, of the way the Nes unfolds. Derech Teva. You could have, nice coincidence, there was a recruitment, a beauty pageant, Esther won, she's the queen, she's in the palace, etc., etc. Vzeo Shamar, Im Gam Nisim Gluyim, Kamay Bukhalman Yibsaku. Yes, we will not be subject anymore to Nisim Gluyim as we lead up to Mashiach. Aval Nisim HaKamusim Bedarche Ateva Loilan Libatlu. So we need this notion that we're still going to require this remembrance, this idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu, kamusim means hidden, I think.
Yeah.
Right. So, right, nisim kamusim, they're camouflaged. Probably even a nicer phrase. It's camouflaged in Derech HaTeva. So now the truth is, we are maminim b'nei maminim. When we look at Esther, he says, this can't be a coincidence, right? She doesn't even want to be the queen. She doesn't even convey her religion, her ethnicity, her origin. Suddenly she's chosen. The Gemara says, Esther, you're a Quercus. So she was not even attractive in the classical physical sense, and so on and so forth. So we see it's Yad Hashem. So lo'ilam lo'ibatlum. What a beautiful statement that he quotes from his father, Aruch HaShulchan, that if we have open eye, Radesh writes a lot about this perspective too, and Nister, and he writes, Nister should be Nister. So that's what we're taught. This is going to usher us through Mashiach in a sense. I think that's what he means. So now it's beautiful why the Rambam codifies the halacha in that sense. Okay.
It's interesting that Lus of Lavo, we're going to seek godliness everywhere. So you think we wouldn't need Purim to remind us to see Hashem?
But it's another dimension. It's another, because it's still Olam Kolo. So we don't know their secret. But you're right. It does say Lashon Lavo. Right. Also, Kimei Tzeischem Yimitzrayim. I ran on the floor. So Chazal say that the Nisim that will be made Lashon Lavo will make those Mitzrayim pale. So the Chayyim replies that it's Galui. So that's a good point. Okay, turn the page to Dav Gimel. Okay, this is a complicated Ogadol. This we did not do last time. He just adds one point here. Just on review, he makes some points about Nevi'im. He really addresses the Rambam and the Ravid at slightly greater length here. I'm not going to do it justice. I'm going to just, the whole first column is more or less the summary of the Rambam and the Ravid. He adds another Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara says that over the years we had a lot of Nevi'im. Kiflaim ki yotzi Mitzrayim. Can you do the math on that?
That's
1.2 million. If you had 600,000 core people, it's right. So people went to Navi school. There's a way of developing Navias and have a certain, put yourself in a trance and purification and have certain Navias. Now, only 48 Navim are codified. That's the way I understand it. Only 48 Navim are codified, though. So he goes into that. That's the Sugin Megillah. How many Navim we have? Memches Navim and seven Navias. Okay, and then you'll see in a minute the next quote. So anyway, so Rav Shorb deals with that. And he said, they had a din ksiva. Those Nevi'im that we have, the 48, were canonized Ledoiris. Those other Nevi'im, the 1.2 million over the years, whether take it literally or not, the point is there are a lot of people who pass themselves off as Nevi'im. They may have had time-limited prophecies and had a role in what? In the Musar. But every Navi that was preserved, we learn today. That's why we're still learning Navi.
Is Machlokas Rambam and Barbanel.
Go ahead,
Rambam
share it.
Rambam says that a Navi has to be in a certain plane, a certain level, a certain act. Barbanel says, no. He says, the Boshim could tap anybody on the shoulder, he says, and give him the views. And so the Malbim comes and explains the difference. He says, what you said about the 1.2 million Navian, he says, that's the Rambam's elitist theory, that they get a personal nevuah for something specific. He says, but anybody can be tapped for nevuah? He says, that's Tzarchei Shoah. He says, the most competent person could be the simplest person, but the best there is at that time.
And he'll be an agent for that time. Very good. That's a beautiful summary.
Like
who?
Like Bilam.
Well, that's a definite league. Bilam is another league. Bilam is another league because the Gemara says You took their heaviest hitter. Yeah. He said, the Gemara says, like, come be Yisrael Navi, Kamaisha. She said, like, come be Yisrael, but by the Goyim, yes, Bilam. You know, so, yeah, so, you know what? Pashas Balak coming up, Dov. Okay, so now, this Keflaim Kiryas Mitzrayim is actually a Gemara, by the way. That's not just the Rambam. He's quoting the Gemara. You see in the bottom of the first column? Then he quotes Sefer Derech Hashem, the whole idea of being written down, tshiva writing, etc. So he goes into this whole idea that what had a din tshiva in the time of the Nevuah is forever. So actually, it's compatible with what you're quoting, Brian, from the Barbanel and the Malbim. So look at this at the end of Rosh Hashor, literally the left-hand column where I have an asterisk there. It says Megillas Esther Mechias Hamalek, Matzasi Bagdamas Alshich Shekashav Kain Dvareinu Mefarsh Tam Megillas Esther Lo Yivutel Why that there shouldn't be Gemar Ksoiv Zoyz Zekar. We had it Koy Al Navim Ksuvim Nimtz Sheyesh Mitzvah Lichtoiv Inyan She Mechias Hamalek Ksuvim. Are you getting into that? The Mechias Hamalek. There's a that's the whole purpose. What are we writing? What's this thing that has an exegesiva? Rav Shor goes into the whole Mahalach that they were written, right? That's the canonization, written for eternity, or the other Nevi'im, or at least up to a point. So he said, you know what is the unique writing about it? The whole Purim issue is Mechias HaMalek. You have now the basis for Parsha Zachar. So this whole underlying theme really leads up to Zachar as well. That's what we're supposed, you have it in what? In the Torah, you have it in what? In B'Shalach, right? And we're going to learn tomorrow is the Mafter by Kiseitze, right? So that's in the Torah. And it's also in the Ksuvim. And it's also, of course, in the Avtor tomorrow, which is the Shoal and the Agag story. So it's in the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. It's a tripartite accentuation. I think it's parallel to what you're going to be talking about in others. Anyway, so that's the idea of Mechias HaMalek. We got to remember to erase the Malek forever. I think we're in the middle of the job, and there's Yisrael. Isn't this, how timely is that? Rav Shor must have written this 60 years ago. So he said, right, because he was Nifter in 79. You see, most of these memoirs were done sort of the last 10 years of his life. So therefore, the writing of the Megillah has got to stay because of the Malek. That's the punchline from this. Okay, turn the page. I have one more, my Mahalach, and then we'll shift to the Yom Kippur. That'll be the latter part. Dav Dalet, source 11. It's a Gemara Megillah, Dav Yud Dalet. That's where we discuss about the Nevi'im. Says the Gemara, Vayasar HaMelech Estabatai, the king took off his signet, the Haman and he what? Signed the decree. Amar Rab Abba Rakahana, Doyle HaSaros HaTabas, Yoyisim Rabom Shmoy Nevi'im. This taking off of the signet, this allowing the Gzeira to happen, was greater than all the 48 Nevi'im and the Sheva Nevi'is. Why? Shukura lo Gzeira lemutav. Every single one of those, in the final analysis, Bias Rishon Yischarav, Bias Sheni Yischarav, the wars that are even pre-Bias, the Shoiftim and all of that, right? Consider them Nevi'im, right? So he said, Kulam lo Gzeira lemutav, V'ilu HaSaros HaDabas Gzeira lemutav. You know what works? Sometimes it's the stick, not the carrot. Sometimes it was the gzeira of Haman was the impetus. So now I'm going to add another pshat on why Megillas Esther has to stay, based on the Agdama Rabbeinu Yaakov Melissa, which capitalizes in this Gemara and the Slach. I'm going to just summarize it by heart. It's just too many words. The Rabbeinu Yaakov Melissa, he wrote a Pirush on Megillas Esther called Megillas Starim, nice play on the word. I believe it was reprinted as a distinct, I don't have it, but this is from the introduction. It's in the back of the old Mikros Gedolos. And he poses the following question. I'm really summarizing for you. How come only Purim you have this notion of Adela Yada ben Arar Hamla Baruch Mordechai? How come by Pesach you don't have a song and a drink? Baruch Moshe, Aruch Paroi, Chanukah, Bruchim Hashmonoim, right? Arurim Hayavanim. Isn't this a brilliant question? You can say this piece at the table, the Suda, while you're drinking. This piece stands by itself. Says the Nesivas, he wrote the Nesivas, by the way. So this is from a halachic authority. You see, the Jewish is just heartwarming. Shall I say inebriating? Okay, so he says like this. He says, it's very possible there were tainus of Mordechai. The fact that Mordechai, he was agitating Haman, There's a principle, when a Rosh, when Tzegaitem get, when a Rosh is riding high, you're not supposed to agitate him. The Lashon of Chazal is, B'shah shemesachekes lo yashah. I forgot exactly what the Gemara is. You can't, this is their day, this is it. He's riding high, okay? And the, it wasn't overt of a desire, and there was Sakatayin and Mordechai. People complained to him. Ish Yehudi, look what he's doing. He's Loyach of Yishtachaveh. Yeah, he had a Cheshbon, he comes from Binyamin, and so on. So there was a Taina Mordechai, and Haman says, the Megillah Storm would really deserve a Shekoyach. Because based on this Gemara that we just quoted, he was the impetus and the catalyst for us getting the Torah Mahava and reaccepting of the Torah and having a Yontif of Purim, etc. We should say at some level, Baruch Haman. Isn't that Mashmah of the Gemara? The Nevi'im, Mordechai was the last of Nevi'im, by the way, I understand, literally. So anyway, that's the gist of his teretz. So we see from here that there's a tzad. So now, so obviously we don't do that because Haman didn't exactly mean it lishma. That was not his motive to get us to do tshuva, just like Pyro didn't mean it, etc., etc. But here, because of this havamina and the ambiguity in the relationship and the positive consequence as per Gemara, so you need a special simcha here, a special inebriation of what Baruch Mordechai or Haman. That's what he says. So the idea, what I'm gleaning from this is that, and that's Mamash reading it from the Gemara, that there's a tzad here, as I said, we should give Haman a shekoyach. Now, take a look at the next source. I'm going to tie that into a famous tzlach. The tzlach is in the Gemara, and again, I'll just summarize it. So Gemara in Psachim, the Gemara says that Olam Hazeh is different than Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, if something negative happens, you say Baruch Dayanem, if something positive is a Toiv HaMeitiv. Olam Haba is Kula Toiv HaMeitiv. That's the Gemara, okay? So, the Tzlach, what was the Tzlach, right? The Noid of Yehuda, excellent. Right? So, he quotes the riff on the En Yaakov, and he said, wait a minute, what's this Chiddush? In Olam Haba, there's no more negativity, there's no more Rasham. He says, he asked it a little differently, I'm sorry. He said, even Olam Haba, Rasham, it's Dikin Sadin. So they're kind of saying a dying emes in Olam Haba. And he goes into a whole statement that they say, yes, we were over and we deserve the punishment, Yafedanta, etc. It's appropriate. The Moiditur Yisroch, who you gave Gan Eden, Gehenim, etc., etc. So he said that's a type of Dayan Emes. So he quotes Rabbi Ephraim, he was a big Magid, Mechiach HaGadol, Rabbi Ephraim Reischer, who was a Magid in Brod. So obviously he preceded him. And he says the following, you know what Pshat Loik Olam Hazeh Olam Haba? Yeah, and Olam Hazeh, something negative happens, we're Matzah Kazin Baruch Dayan Emes, and then the positive Toiv HaMeitiv. Olam Haba, says the Gemara, Kulo HaToiv HaMeitiv, means that we're going to understand that all the negatives that happened here was a Toiv HaMeitiv. What a genius of a Chab. That basically, Pshat in that Gemara is, in the Gemara Mshachim, is in Olam Haba, we're going to reframe. We're going to reach a level where we will authentically reach an understanding that whatever we said dynamis on here is really a toiva meitiv. It's a total reframing. Okay? So now I want to
retroactively,
that's correct. That's a chiddush. Because we're going to stand right now. In fact, the truth is, we really are trying to aspire to that even now. Rabbi Kiva says, we have to say every hakoyel toiv, but we don't know why it's happening, right? You got this challenge, I have this challenge, collectively, individually, right? So it's for a purpose. We don't know the purpose. You got to make sense of it. So that's that deep idea. So I thought of this a lot. You tie these two ideas together, now I have my own shot. Why is Esther in Purim never battle? That's what Esther teaches you. There's a tzad to give Haman a shekoyach here. It shows you to look at the good that came out of what was seemingly bad while it was happening. If you start the Megillah, it's what Yishnam Echum Afuzim Afoyrid, and that's it. We have a Gzeira, right? We had a Holocaust that was unfortunately implemented to a large degree. And what's in the end? In the end, it comes with the Torah. What's the end? We accept the Torah Bahava. And that's exactly what how he concluded as well, the Nesivus, the Megillah Starim. So I want to say, that's another Mahalach. It's not just that it was a Nes Negel or Nister. It to teach us to accept the Tzaras. You see what I'm getting at? This is my own Chab. I'm taking these themes here and saying that's another Mahalach in this whole idea here. Okay, so that's another dimension. So you had the Torah Tmima, and you have this notion. Now, the Svasema source 14 says that basically Purim is a chana for Bayashani, and he extends it, that this is also, in other words, we needed that Torah Bahava and the whole Purimness as a prerequisite, as a bridge to get us ready to do Bayashani. Says the Svasema, he's very cryptic in his own style, but he says a beautiful thing, very optimistic. Efshar Shiyela Asin Neskazeh, Efshar Koydim Agula. And he quotes again, that's almost prophetic. The Sfasem is wrote it. Isn't the Holocaust the exact precursor to Hakamas Eretz Yisrael? A lot of people say that.
Who are you reading from?
The Sfasem, source 14. The first two lines, just what I asterisk. That Purim was a Chana by a Sheini. He said that type of Koyach, that fortification was necessary. Through that miracle and accepting, you want to add my point of accepting the good and the reframing. Now we're ready to do by a Shani and re-challenge again. Efshar Shiyeh La'asid Nes Kazek Koydim Agula. And what pshat? He quotes another Gemara. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ma'amad Aleh Melech Chashuk Ahaman, and etc. And we'll be forced to do tshuva. And then he says the Mishloach Manos, the mitzvahs. We had this the other week. That's also a koyach kenegad amalek, that pertains to Zohar. That's this. That's the achdus, right? These are all interpersonal mitzvahs, achdus, families, etc. And that's what it says. Nikaluv amad al nafshan and bnei no Esther. It says knois kol yudim, etc., etc. Okay, so these are this is the Sfasema. It stands by itself, but it's a beautiful extension, and it ties it into to Zohar. Okay, I'm going to hurry up the remaining pages. Turn the next page. It's 2 points from Rav Wolfson. I'll just mention the first one. He quotes the Maral in Or Chodesh. That's the Maral Sefer. He makes another point. I really noticed it for the first time this year. He said, the idea of Nes Shel Purim B'Mehirus. He said, what's this thing about Vayavhilu Lav Yisman? It's from Balayla Hu on, right? Yavhilu, hurry up. The king can't sleep. Get Haman here. Maher Kach Levush, he commands Haman. Haratzim Roich V'Rechesh Mevuhalim. What's this whole idea? He says, Purim comes from a high on. It transcends time. And this is how it was actualized in the material world. And that's why Purim, what's the Shir Shiyam for Purim, says the Gra? Lam Natzeach Al Ayelas HaShachar. Esther is called Ayelas. What's an Ayala? Naftali Ayala Shlucha. Quick. Same thing happened in Mitzrayim, B'chipazin. So this idea of Yeshua Hashem, this is Maral. Yeshua Hashem, Keherev Ayin. It's very tough to distill the Maral in a few lines, but he does it here. Rav Wilson does it for us, right? So he said, that's the idea. Part of the Nes Purim is to show that it really, the Chipazin and the Diluk is a mamish reenactment of Mitzrayim. Although there it was Galui, but here it was through in the Teva, if you want to weave these ideas together. It's just a beautiful observation, this, you know, what's the rush, right? Mayaka, this is on every aspect. Anyway, that's his key point here. Okay, now let's go to the Purim Yom Kippur, and we'll close with that. Okay, go to Dav Zayin. Those are Psukim and Mishlei. Brian, we didn't learn Mishlei yet, right? That might be eternal. I might modify that to Gemara. All right, so he quotes a metaphorical pasuk there about Chachma, Kadosh Baruch Hu build the word with Chachma, or it goes on Klal Yisrael, and you see that second pasuk. The two psukim there, Mishlei, so it's 16, Dav Zayin. Chatz Amudei Shiva. So Rashi says one pshat is that it goes to the seven Sefer Torah, and that they will exist eternally. We said five before, but Sefer Bamidbar is split in two. You're aware of that. He said, Atil Vahi Ben Soya is one. Vahi Ben Soya, those two psukim of 50 words, stand by themselves, and then the rest answer. But Bamidbar is three, and then Bereishis Moish Vayikra, and the Varim, so you have seven. That pshat Chatz Amudei Shiva, that's another smach. So Rashi quotes that, Mamash, on Mishlei. The Tikkun Zayar in source 18 says that when it says it's a very mystical idea. I have the Pirush HaSulam here. I don't have the time for it. It says, Vatilbash Esther Malchus, that's exactly the Levush of Kapara. And where does she go? Lefnai Lefnim. That's like the Kohen Gadol going Lefnai Mefrim. Is this wild? So there's now a metaphor in the Zohar that Esther going to beseech, we have a Klal Yisrael, is like a replay of the Kohen Gadol Lefnim Lefnai Lefnim here. Okay, it gets more interesting. Vatama Bechatzar Beisamelech Apnimis. Who is Hamelech? Hamelech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are not little Hasidic Shaknachin. This is a Zohar here. Ubehen Nosachain Be'en of Rosh Demil, Chain in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umiyad Hashem Shama, Hashem Solcha, Hashem HaKikshiva. The turning point of the culmination. Now the next point is Purim is Kriyas Hashem Yom HaKippurim. Hashem Ha'isis of Desire. Purim is Yom HaKippurim. It's one source here. Dasidin Liz Anga Ulishnuya Inui Leoinig. It's a transformation. Yom Kippur, which was given by Matan Torah, right, is what? Through Inu Chamisha Inu Yim was a Kamesh through Kapara. Purim is also a Kapara, but it's a Tshuva through a Hava, the way I contrasted it before. And we're going to transform the Inu, to Oinig. The Inui, right? To Oinig. This is the whole Zohar. And then it said, V'doi Yib is one of the Purkana Ba'agla, and that should also be future gula. So now the Rajba alone. This is, and then I think I probably have to close with that. The Rajba. It's a famous Rajba. The Rajba in Shalosh Teshuvos. Now he's known as a halachic rishon, right? For the most part, right? So he quotes this medrash in Mishlei, which is the medrash that we had in way in the beginning. Okay, the source. Well, in the beginning, we had the version of the Medrash in Mishlei, source 6. Okay, Medrash say from Mishlei on this pasuk Tavcha, Kol Adim Betelim Yeh Purim Loi Betelim, etc. And he quotes the pesukim. So someone asks him a shaila, Mi who's a shayam shibat matar? So someone asked the Rashba as a tshuva. He said, what am I feel ois achas or kil kutsu shuyu? How can you say stuff will be eliminated? He said, Rabu Mefarshim, Agada Zubazna, I heard a lot of Pshatim, Lo Nichnas Ba'echad Mem. In other words, a Rishon, a contemporary of the Rajba, is asking the Rajba, give me Pshat in that Medrash that we started with, right? Hoydeni Prusha, Tshuva. So listen to this Rajba. Tvarim Naisafim, Hoyd Bagadim. I'm a Rebbe Av Yom Kippur in a bottom. Do you remember the Gerser? We had Rebbe Lezer. But apparently, there's another Gerser that says, Rebbe says, that Yom Kippur also. So Purim and Yom Kippur. So now you see a commonality here. There's a deeper, these are two Yom Tovim that will be eternal. Yom Kippur and a bottle, Shenema, Vahoy says, Ois Lachem, Lachukas Oilam. Im Kain, Kasha, Freg the Rajba, Haregib Pesach says, Chukas Oilam. Well, why are we downplaying Pesach here? Vahoy Yom Zalachem and Zikar, Vachakom is Chaglashem, Chukas Oilam. It's in at least two places. It says another place, Ushmartim, Chukas Oilam. Okay, nearly Purushoi, Wapshat Lo Yivatl, Kolam Adam Lo Yivtiach Hisbarach Shalo Yigram Ached Bitul Bechad Merzmanim. A whole new spin on everything we've had until now. But what's the impetus for that? The bridge to Yom Kippur. He said, you know what Pshat will not be involved? It's a Avtocha, it's not an Azhara. It's not a commandment that whether the Halacha we bottle or not. It's a Avtocha that its observance will never be take it off the table, so to speak. So look at the last two lines. It says, Shachach Hashem Metziyah Moed V'Shabbos. Unfortunately, when it came to Gzeiris and didn't let us observe, Yom Tovim were forgotten, Shabbos was forgotten. Avo v'yoyim b'meya purim hivtiach l'yavru. What pshat l'yavru? Asum havtocha v'loyas hara. Triple asterisk here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mavtiach that will always be sustained with us. Of course, you're going to ask me about Tzadik's Kasha in a minute. V'chein Yom Kippur, why says it's Chachem, Havtocha, Yom Kippur, V'yichav, Afilu Lo Yishmeru, even if it won't be observed, the functionality of Yom Kippur will be sustained eternally. It'll do its job. What does that mean? Even if Yom Kippur is not observed, it'll still be a kapara. Who holds like that? Look at the next line. V'das Rebbe Kan Kedai to B'Gemara. There's a machlokes in Yom Kippur, if you need tshuva, extensive tshuva, full tshuva. What does Rabbi hold, Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Yoyim HaKippurim, Itzuma Shal Yoyim is Mechaper. The actual day is Mechaper, even if you're not in shul. Neil Diamond, you're singing else, whatever, right? Even you're not a shul. So Rebbe, look at the Rashba. This is the halachic authority is going way off out on the limb on a beautiful Jewish. Rebbe is the Shitasoy in the Medrash. Because Rebbe holds by Yom Kippur, it's umas shel yoyim is mechaper. V'das Rebbe kan k'das a gemara. The amar Yom Kippur mechaper. Even you don't do tshuva. Avachukas a Pesach. That's an azhara. That's a command that we got to observe. If we don't observe it, we don't observe it. It's not a haftacha that that's eternal. Yeah. So now I'll just show you what's in the coming pages, and we can. Rav Tzadik asks Akasha. So if so, Muzmer Zogin that Purim. This is a heartwarming idea. Is also the day of Purim is mechaper. If we're saying that Purim is like Yom Kippur, right? And just like we're saying the website that Yom Kippur is eternal, says the Rashba, and he quotes the whole Rashba, so is Purim. But he adds one more point. You need to know that it's Purim. You still need to know that it's Yom Kippur. That's Rav Tzadik's Knage, this whole Rab, and this whole Rambam. The Pre Tzadik, I called parts of it, right? And Dav Ches, I called it's really two segments of just this first mimer. So that's what he said. All right, the rest you can go on your own. You can look at there's a piece from Rav Pinchas Friedman based on the Yid HaKadosh Yom HaKippurim that implies that Purim is greater because it says it's like Purim. Yom Kippur is a Yom HaKippurim. So Yom Kippur is like Purim, which means Purim is greater. Yom Kippur is like Purim. So it's a little, it's a nature that it's a different type of Mechemes HaYetzer. And finally, the last page. Is six little vertloch on commonalities of how you observe Yom Kippur versus Purim. This is through a meal, that's through fasting, and the types of kapara. And I'll conclude with the halacha that the Rav Trump was saying last night. Those of you who were Mincha Marv, he was talking about the halachas of the Machzor Shekel that we give last night by Mincha Marv. And who was with me asked him about, do we give for women? Shalom, was that you? Who was?
I asked about it for your wife.
Oh, for your wife, right. So he opened up the Mishnah Berurah, and it says that halachically it was only from 20 on. I can't remember who was standing next to me. Anyway, so. So if you say it just the Machlech Shekel, the Midbar, the heads of household, 20. So halach, there are a lot of different halach. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, this is the bottom line. He quotes it, I'll give you a practical statement. He says, you should do it. You do it even for children. My whole life, I'm always doing taking one for the kids, wife, the kids, etc., regardless of that age. And then Mishnah Berurah cites the El Yeraba, the minig, halachically maybe not, because in the Beis Hamikdash, you only gave, was it each household or each male? But he said, you give for the wife, you give, and even for a pregnant woman, you give on the fetus. And so immediately, what did that strike a chord? That's like Yom Kippur with kaparis. So Rav Trump said to say, we were speaking informally. So I said, I have another word to conclude. You have the bridge between Purim and Yom Kippur. It's Baal Kippur. Have a great Shabbos, everyone. And a Freilich and Purim.